From little on, I remember our family saying the common table prayer before our meals. Part of that prayer is from Psalm 106, verse 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. It's a good reminder for us as we sit down to eat our meals. It's good for us to remember where that food came from. It didn't just appear in the store. It came from a bakery, and before that, it came from a grain silo. Before that, it was a seed planted in the ground that God caused to grow. And it isn't just our food that we can trace back to God, but even the money itself. I'm not talking about the paper or the ink and the money, but I'm talking about even our talents and abilities to earn that money. So often we look at our things that we have, our house and our car and other items, and we say, look what I earned with my hard work. But isn't it God that ultimately gave you your body and your talent and ability to earn the money to buy those things? And so we give thanks to him at all times, especially at our meals, for giving us those talents and abilities to purchase those things. But the prayer continues, for his mercy endures forever. Certainly we recognize God's mercy in providing for us every day, but more importantly, his mercy for us in not sending his punishment that we deserve for our sins, but instead punishing his son, Jesus Christ. And that mercy doesn't just last today, but for all times. As he has told us, through his son, we are heirs of everlasting life. This Thanksgiving, I invite you to give thanks to God for everything that you have, not just for your food, but more importantly, for your Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.